officially call the meeting to order. And at this time, I would like to ask our assistant manager, George Futrell, to give us an invocation and lead us into the pledge. This is August the 1st meeting of the County Commissioners. Thank you.
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to assemble together tonight in our name. We thank the Lord for the blessing of government, and for those of our elected officials who carry out the government of this county. We pray, dear Lord, that you bless them tonight in their decision making, and that they would do everything in the spirit of unity and within the bond of peace. And Father, for those of us who are appointed to carry out the policies and procedures that bring forth, and thank you for that opportunity. We pray that you bless us all as we go about trying to make this county a better place to work and live. We pray your blessings upon the citizens of this county, Lord, that you help us to know that we're serving you by serving you. And we just thank you again for this day that you made. We know that it's from you that we live and move, not like we live, but from you and you for us. And we thank you.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Futrell. I know that we've got a couple of changes tonight, but is there anything that commissioners want to add to tonight's agenda?
I do not.
Nothing.
Okay. Mr. Branson, I think you got a couple of changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, Ms. Angel Benicia, your public transportation director, was scheduled to appear before you tonight to conduct a public hearing on the fiscal year 5311 Community Transportation Program grant and also the 5310 transportation grant. However, she has advised me that she was on a phone call last Thursday that indicated the state may increase our grant amounts for next year. So she has asked to be removed from tonight's agenda, and she's saying that she will resubmit when it is confirmed whether or not we will receive more grant allocations for next year. And I would like to substitute that time slot for your assistant county manager and airport director, Mr. Futrell. He will be conducting a public hearing on the Dublin County Airport's land use and height restriction ordinance that has been approved by the board and has also been advertised in the local newspaper. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to make that change on item 5. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right, I need a motion on the July 18th meeting minutes.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor reporting them as listed, say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign, carried. All right, now I need a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the consent agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry. That brings us to item number 1, public comment.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments tonight.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That brings us to item number 2, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you now to receive any road concerns from members of the board or from the general public so that I may convey those to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
All right. First off, commissioners have anything? Mr. Dow?
No, sir.
Mr. Kent?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Anything from the public? All right, hearing none, we'll move right on to item number three. Ms. Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here to conduct two public hearings to name a lane. The first one is for Tito Ponce off of Brooks Quinn Road between the 1100 block, and he has chosen Elizabeth Lane.
We opening this up for a public hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, at this time, I will open up the public hearing to hear any comments or concerns about naming this road. Hearing nothing from the public, we'll go back in, we'll close the public hearing, go back into open session. Do I have...
Move to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve naming this road Elizabeth Lane in the Rose Hill Township, 1100 block. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I think that's unanimous, but I'll go ahead and ask, because I'm not for sure. Any opposed, same sign. Okay, it was unanimous. I thought it was. All right, Melissa?
The next one is for Mr. Lewis Ellis in the Limestone Township in the 300 block of Lester Houston Road, and he has chosen Floyd Kennedy Lane.
Okay, I will move into another open hearing. Anybody out there in the public that wants to make comments towards naming this road in the 300 block?
66.
Okay, hearing nothing from the public, I come back to the board. Pleasure.
Motion to approve.
I got a motion and a second to approve this 300 block on Lester Houston Road, Pink Hill, North Carolina, to be named Floyd Kennedy Lane. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that brings us to item number five, which is the change item. Mr. Futrell, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board of Commissioners. I appear before you tonight to request that you have a public hearing on our Duplin County Airport land use and heights restriction ordinance. This board previously approved a land use heights restriction ordinance back in 2003. It was updated in 2009, and it was required to be updated now because of the new General Statute 160D, and also it took into consideration the widening of the runway, which moved the overlay zone over just 25 feet. And so this has been reviewed by both the planning board, the airport commission, and the county attorney, and so would offer it up to you tonight for the public hearing.
Okay, at this time, I'll open up for a public hearing to discuss the land use around the airport. Hearing nothing from the public, I'll come back to the commissioners.
Okay, George, I'm familiar with the 160D that you have to deal with, but is that from the all the business section from the airport down to the Bowden Road?
So the overlay zone actually goes out further. It's it goes out right at two miles off the end of each runway. It prevents
on each end.
Yes, sir. On the best road side, the north. And then, of course, the southwest side on the Bowden Road side. And what it does is just prevent someone from putting up, you know, a 2,000-foot tower right in the approach zone of the runway. Then the land use is basically like a football stadium. If you think about the runway being the football field, then it goes out and up. It's like a big bowl. And it just the further you go out, the less restrictive it is as far as the height goes and what So the idea was to be able to, where you wouldn't have a school build right on the end of the runway. And I failed to mention, this is required by the FAA and by the North Carolina Department of Transportation for us to receive grant funds. They want you to have this in place so that you know, you don't come back later and somebody has built there and then comes back and complains that, you know, that it's too noisy because the airport was here and that type of thing.
So. What is the airspace for Newport Airport?
What class? The Class C, I think.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second? Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Who is the second, Mr. Chairman? Mr. Thompson.
Okay. Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Carried. Thank you, Mr. Futrell. I do not see Miss Tracy.
She's outside.
She's outside. Walk up.
I see her now. That brings us to item number six, Miss Tracy Simmons Kenigi. We try not to be behind.
I said, I'm getting here early tonight.
Yep, you are.
Okay. So I have one. Good evening, fellow commissioners. I have one agenda item. It is the ARPA Public Health Workforce Care Management Regionalization Project. So just to give you some background, so currently Duplin County is the regional county for Region 8 of the health department, and we are currently receiving two regional funding projects, one for long-term care and one for public workforce development. And so the state is asking us to pilot a project with case management or care management. So this is a proposal from the state to plan and execute a regionalization for care management pilot. This is for the two that are within public health, or which is for at-risk children and high-risk pregnancies. And two distinct regions, one is in the northeast part of North Carolina, and then the other one is our region. In 2021, North Carolina rolled out Medicaid transformation, which shifted the healthcare model from a fee-for-service payment structure to a managed care model. Since that time, local health departments have experienced challenges related to data flow, reimbursements changing, switching from one payer to five, which are the new Medicaid prepaid health plans, as well as Medicaid Direct, and then soon to be the tailored plans for behavioral health. Along with difficulty filling positions due to the public health workforce crisis, exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. This project will leverage the strong working relationships between counties to identify gaps and opportunities for local health departments to continue to provide care management services through a regional approach. This project will receive ongoing monitoring by the Division of Public Health and the Division of Family, Child and Family Well-Being staff working with the case management and the ARPA liaison team at the state level. This project will be evaluated on a quarterly basis, and at the end of the pilot year, utilize the existing performance measures associated with these two programs for at-risk children and high-risk pregnancy. So the request tonight is for us to accept an additional $250,000 for fiscal year 22-23 for AA 621 for this pilot project for case management.
Okay, commissioners, y'all heard the request. What is the pleasure?
So moved.
Second. I got a motion and a second to approve receiving this funds for AA 621 of $250,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act Public Health Workforce Management Regionalization Project for 22-23. Further discussion?
I just got one question.
Yes, sir.
Did you say we had to monitor it for 1 year, just 1 year program?
So right now it's for 1 year. It's gonna depend on additional funding from the American Rescue.
State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
But we're hoping there will be an additional 2 years. And so what the hopeful plan is for during year two and year three, we're currently in year two of the transition, of Medicaid reform for these two programs, that we can come up with a model that these two programs can be managed locally within each county and not managed out of state or out of country, because of these are two high-risk populations for us in public health.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming the plaque is off the list.
Yes, I had sent a message about it.
Yeah, it's still on my sheet, but it's off of that one up there. So.
It's on.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Mr. Cox.
Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners.
I say good evening.
I'm here to present the project ordinances for the State Acquisition Relocation Fund Program for the Hurricane Florence Expedited Project. This is essentially gap funding for property owners that we have bought out or are in the process of buying out for the Hurricane Florence Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. They are fairly cut and dry, same we've adopted for other projects for the Hazard Mitigation Program. The first one is a project budget ordinance stating what the county has received via grant agreement through North Carolina Emergency Management. There is a financial management resolution stating that Tracy Chestnut will be the finance department head, is the grant finance officer. Monies will be distributed from First Bank, and then a relocation assistance policy, which lays out how we will work with the homeowners to ensure that they get assistance and the rules of the program. Anything in particular I need to hit on or explain?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I think I saw it was like $1,028,000 in total. Is that a situation where those funds have already been spoken for, or is this just a new process that's available in terms of those that are still in need or have had need since Florence? Or is this something that's still open for those that are unaware and can
this
be made aware?
These funds are directly related to the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. So if you were accepted into the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program and we have bought your house out, that is the only way you are eligible for this program.
Gotcha.
The idea is that it's a gap assistance. So what they received for their home versus what the market is actually showing right now, whatever that gap is, to a maximum of $50,000. So if right now in Duplin County the gap is only $30,000, for example, then they would only be up to $30,000. The way that is determined is through a comparables review. We look at what's for sale, what's on the market, and ensuring that what they purchased is comparable to what they had before. It's comparable in size and function. So if they had a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, then a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house is what's compared to. You know, it could still be a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, but it's not going to be a 5,000-square-foot house when they had a 1,500-square-foot house. So, again, it's a comparable to what they actually had versus what they're getting, and that's how the gap assistance works. That is directly related to – okay, I'll back up a little bit. It comes out of the same funds that what you're probably referring to, the DRA funds, the same bill, but this was a separate line specifically for those that have been bought out by the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. These funds, if we do not use the whole million, it goes back to the state. There's nothing we can do to change what the scope of this project is.
Thank you.
Yeah, how many counties do you all cover?
Do I cover?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. Mm-hmm. in the eastern part of the state, give or take.
I've had to help some people get some furnishing after they got the new home.
Right.
But I just wondered, I was curious if you had multiple counties.
I do. I have.
I know some of the people you got working for. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the pleasure of the board?
We adopt.
I got a motion.
Second.
And a second. To adopt a resolution approving state acquisition relocation fund, relocation assistance policy, and the state acquisition relocation finance management budget ordinance, and to further authorize the chairman to sign. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mr. Cox.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Davis, bring us to item number 9.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you now to request the appointment of a member to the Eastern Carolina Council Executive Committee. The Eastern Carolina Council of Governments is one of 16 multi-county planning and development regions in the state. These councils are forums where local officials determine priorities for the larger area in which their communities are an integral part of. Our ECC area has a landmass of 5,710 square miles and a population of 645,000 people in the region's 9 counties, including Carteret, Craven, Duplin, Green, Jones, Lenore, Onslow, Pamlico, and Wayne. The ECC is governed by a general membership board that includes one elected official from each member county and municipality served by the organization. The executive committee has one delegate from each of the 9 counties and one municipal representative from each county. They conduct the business for the organization. The appointee must be a member of the Board of Commissioners and willing to actively serve on the ECC's Executive Committee for a 1-year term.
Okay, I believe that Mr. Dow's been doing this.
Yeah, I'm on the Executive Committee and the Finance and Audit Committee.
And they're asking, basically for a 1-year term. I didn't know if you wanted to give it up to somebody else, or you're still wanting to do it?
Yeah, I'll continue. If they vote for me in.
Okay. So,
that work?
With that said, what's the pleasure of the board?
I move to reappoint Mr. Dow.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to reappoint Mr. Dow for another 1-year term. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. You got the job again, sir.
Thank you, sir.
At some point, we need to give you some relief, no problem. Thank you for the hard work. Okay, that brings us to item number 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I received a request for a donation from the parents of the West Duplin Dixie Youth Majors baseball team and the coaches. To travel to the World Series. The West Duplin Dixie Youth Majors recently competed in the North Carolina State Dixie Youth Majors Tournament in Dunn and were the runners-up and winners of the Sportsmanship Award. The top 2 teams are afforded the opportunity to compete in the Dixie Youth Major World Series, which is being held this year in Anderson, South Carolina, from July the 28th through August the 3rd. The team is made up of boys ages 11 and 12 from Kenansville and Rose Hill. Parents of the team respectfully request a donation from the Board of Commissioners to help with travel expenses as the team competes in the World Series in South Carolina representing Duplin County. And the reason they're not here tonight, of course, is because they are participating in the tournament as we speak.
I got a phone call today to let the board know they have won Saturday, Sunday. They've lost one game. They're playing again tomorrow. If they win tomorrow, they'll be in the World Series championship game. And one of the kids on the team won the home run derby when they had it Friday or Saturday down there. So I was asked to point that out to the fellow commissioners.
Pleasure, board.
Motion to approve.
Second. I got a motion and a second. Any further comments?
Approve what?
I got a motion and a second for the $500 to the West Duplin-Dixie Youth Majors baseball team to help with the travel expense to travel to Anderson, South Carolina to compete in the 2022 Dixie Youth Majors World Series. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed? I really think it was unanimous. I didn't hear any opposed. I'm going to take that. But thank you. Wish them good luck. Brings to item number 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you now to present an offer of surplus Board of Education property to the Board of Commissioners. The Duplin County Board of Education, at its regular meeting held on July the 5th, 2022, authorized Superintendent Abasahan to offer the property located at 126 West North Carolina 403 Highway, Mount Olive, to the Board of Commissioners. North Carolina General Statute 115C-518A states, provided when any real property to which the board holds title is no longer suitable or necessary for public school purposes, the Board of Commissioners for the county in which the property is located shall be afforded the first opportunity to obtain the property. The Board of Education shall offer the property to the Board of Commissioners at a fair market price or at a price negotiated between the two boards. If the Board of Commissioners does not choose to obtain the property as offered, the Board of Education may dispose of such property according to the procedure as herein provided. This property is a 2-acre tract of land. And I'd like to point out that the GIS system says it's 1 acre, but the deed references call for 2 acres there. And also, if you plot it out, it appears to be 2 acres. On NC 403 between the Friendly Mart at Rome's Chapel and a Tri-County EMC Corporation substation. The property has been owned by the Board of Education since 1911. If the Board of Commissioners declines to purchase the property, then the Board of Education has advised me they plan to use one of the statutorily authorized procedures to sell the property. I have spoken to several department heads, and I do not see any use at this time to the county government.
I make a motion that we decline to purchase.
I got a motion and a second to decline the purchase of the Board of Education surplus property, parcel number 03-E009, located at 126 W NC Highway 403, Mount Olive, North Carolina, in Wolf Creek Township. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right, number 12.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask that the board now go into closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 for legal matters to consult with the county attorney.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second to leave open session, go into closed session. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are officially going into closed session. Thank you all for your attendance. What items do we have left?
I move to adjourn.
I think we have announcements from Mr. Davis left on the agenda.
I don't have any announcements, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So I have a motion to adjourn. So. A second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.